The first scream, masked by the splashing streams of Indian Lake Creek tumbling over rocky falls, sounded like an injured animal. A bobcat, perhaps, calling her mate? Noah dismissed the squeal and continued his hike through the autumn-swept forest. The second scream spiked his pulse, and his medical instinct snapped to alert. The eerie cry sent a chill down his spine, causing tiny hairs on the back of his neck to rise. Definitely human and female, the shriek shattered the silence with piercing terror. Darting through the woods toward her wails, he took care to stay on what paths he could, making as little noise approaching as possible. Whatever or whoever caused the victim's cries might mean danger for Noah as well as the girl. Wild animals often attacked when injured. He challenged his memory to recall what potentially dangerous creatures inhabited the New England and Hudson Valley forests. Slowing his pace as the creek bank came into view, he edged closer. Hearing the girl's muffled anguish, he nixed the animal idea, envisioning instead a hand covering her mouth. Thrashing sounds against the ground told him she struggled to escape. Noah slid behind a mass of dense foliage, then craned his neck to see around the trunk of a red oak tree. A stocky man with dirty blonde hair flaring beneath a navy blue baseball cap sat over the girl's thighs. His back to Noah, the man leaned forward, causing his slate-gray sweatshirt to ride upward enough to reveal a gun stuffed into the waistband of his blue jeans. He angled his head, then puffed a breathy whisper into her face. With a sour expression pinching her nose and lips, the young woman jerked and twisted her face away from his. The thug forced her wrists against the dirt, then, placing a knee on her forearm, he grabbed a fistful of her t-shirt at the neck and yanked until the fabric ripped, exposing a bare breast.
"Stop! Let go of me!"
Kicking and squirming, she twisted her torso, lunging her body to force him off balance, but her waning strength couldn't counter his weight. The man easily dominated her frail frame and laughed at her feeble attempts. Believing the girl had little chance of survival if the guy pulled his gun, Noah had to act now. Any chance he had of helping her escape, of saving her life, had to occur now while the thug was distracted. What could he do to stop the assault? Maybe catch the assailant off guard? Adrenaline feeding his emotion, he aimed his gaze along the shoreline, searching for something, anything, he could use to overtake the man. Seeing nothing helpful, aside from a few rocks, he stiffened as a shot of adrenaline slithered around his spine, tightening the knot already coiled in his stomach. On impulse, he shoved aside branches, shooting through the brush onto the creek bank, then dashed toward the skirmish. When the girl caught a glimpse of him sprinting forward, her eyes went wide.